الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, we continue the famous تفسير of Sheikh عبد الرحمن ناصر السعدي رحمه الله, the تفسير of تيسير الكريم الرحمن في تفسير كلام المنان. And by Allah's grace and mercy, we have reached ayah 109 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. And like I told you, we are towards the end of the surah. So it's got a couple of pages to go. And this surah is particularly important for those involved in giving da'wah to Christians, because of the many occasions in which the Christian theology is challenged. And you know, the Christians are funny people. Funny people, not in the sense that they're comedians, but they're funny people in terms of what they believe and the variations of their belief and the inconsistency in their belief. So much so that if you speak to the average Christian, wallahi, he doesn't know what he believes. He himself does not know what he believes. He doesn't know whether Jesus is God, alaykum salam, or the Son of God, or God and the Son of God. There's no clarity. He will answer you according to your question, and each time he may give you a different answer. Quite some strange stuff. So the Quran highlights all these issues and really sheds light on them so that you don't have any ambiguity. So you know exactly what you have to believe. And the Christian theological conflict does not exist in Islam. Our theology is straightforward, straight to the point, clear-cut, beautiful, you know, just the layman can understand it. It doesn't even have to be a scholar. Unlike in Christianity, the religious people themselves, you know, just if you don't believe me, and you're entitled to that, watch or observe the debates with Ahmad Didad had with the various Christians, and see how many different views he had to tackle depending on each person he debated with. If you were to collect them all and watch them all, you will find that each one of these Christians had his own aqidah, different than the one before him and than the one which came after him. Whereas what Didad had to offer was consistent in this regard. Even though his knowledge of the aqidah of Islam wasn't the greatest, may Allah rectify in our condition today and pardon those who have passed away. But anyways, still, there is consistency. So ayah 109 reads, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم يوم يجمع الله الرسل فيقول ماذا أجبتم قالوا لا علم لنا قالوا لا علم لنا إنك أنت علام الغيوب. The interpretation of the meaning in English more or less is, of course provided that this works, أيوه Bismillah. So be warned, and this is between parentheses, of the day when Allah will assemble the messengers and say, what was the response you received? What was the response you received from who? From your people, the people who you gave da'wah to. They will say, we have no knowledge. Indeed, it is you who is the knower of the unseen. How do we understand this particular ayah? الشيخ عبد الرحمن ناصر السعدي رحمة الله عليه says, يخبر تعالى عن يوم القيامة وما فيه من الأهوال العظام. Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about the day of resurrection and the many, many tremendous events that exist therein. وأن الله يجمع به جميع الرسل فيسألهم. And that Allah will gather all of the messengers and then He will ask them, ماذا أجبتم? What were you answered? What was the response you received? أي ماذا أجابتكم به أممكم? What did your nations respond to you? فقالوا لا علم لنا وإنما العلم لك يا ربنا فأنت أعلم منا. We have no knowledge, in fact you know more than we do. إنك أنت علام الغيوب. It is you who is the knower of the unseen. أي تعلم الأمور الغائبة والحاضرة. You know the things which are present and the things which are to happen in the future. Of course, the scholars like Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he elaborates and he mentions the various opinions of the scholars about the tafsir of this ayah. And it could be that they said this out of adab, out of respect, when speaking with Allah, that even though they know what the people told them, but in the ultimate sense, the intricate aspect of the knowledge belongs to Allah, so they said, we don't know, you the one who knows. Or that we knew what was then during our time. What happened afterwards, we don't know. Many different ways of looking at it as why they said they don't know. Otherwise, ultimately, they knew that they were rejected. It is not that they are unaware of what was said back to them. Here comes now the ayah. إذ قال الله يا عيسى ابن مريم اذكر نعمتي عليك وعلى والدتك إذ أيدتك بروح القدس تكلم الناس في المهدي وكهلا وإذ علمتك الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل وإذ تخلق من الطين كهيئة الطير بإذني فتنفخ فيها فتكون طيرا بإذني وتبرئ الأكمه والأبرص بإذني وإذ تخرج الموتى بإذني وإذ كففت بني إسرائيل عنك إذ جئتهم بالبينات فقال الذين كفروا منهم إن هذا إلا سحر مبين. The day when Allah will say, O Jesus, son of Mary. Why was he called the son of Mary, Mhandis? You.
Son of Mary, because he has no father, and he only has a mother, so he was called son of Mary.
Otherwise you call the person by his
father.
Sah. So when he didn't have a father, and Allah is not his father, alaykum salam, he was called, attributed to his mother, Isa ibn Maryam. There are many lessons in that title itself. That title itself already is aqidah. It's already refuting the Christians. Jesus, the son of Mary. The son of Mary versus Jesus, the son of God. You see the difference? What is more logical? Ask a child. Ask a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old child who doesn't know anything. Say, what would make sense? Someone being named Jesus, son of Mary, or the son of God? Which is more logical, that he has a woman as a mother or God as his father? And he would tell you, woman as a mother. Common sense. Common sense. Which Allah instilled in us, by the way. Why is it even common sense? Because Allah created us with this common sense, so that these things are logical to us. So when you go against them, it's a problem. And then when you go against them and wind up attributing to Allah something which belittles His majesty, that's blasphemy right there. I mean, these Christians are not just saying, okay, Jesus is not the son of Mary, he's the son of Joseph. We can have a debate, ما في مشكلة. But they're jumping all the way to saying he's the son of God, the creator himself. They're saying he has a son. That's ouch, man. Because if you're wrong, and you are wrong, that's, you just dealt with the divinity. If you are playing with the divine entity, that's a red zone right there. You know? But subhanAllah, if Allah deprives a person of the sensitivity, they will never understand it. Yes, Abdul Hadi.
What about many women who delivered a baby without a father?
What about what?
Many women who delivered baby without a father. They cannot introduce the father. What we are going to call the baby now.
Like, out of wedlock? Yes, he's called after his mother.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But this is not the case because Allah declared the innocence of Maryam in the Quran. Fine, you're saying that this open the door for the woman being accused of her own honor, being dishonored. But Allah already defended Maryam. قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا. You have brought something outrageous. ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغية until Jesus defended her. So we don't have a problem. Anywho, so, O Jesus, son of Mary, remember my favor upon you and upon your mother when I supported you with the pure spirit and you spoke to the people in the cradle and in maturity. And remember what I taught you, writing and wisdom and the Torah and the gospel. And when you designed from clay, and when you designed from clay, what was like the form of a bird with my permission. Then you breathed into it and it became a bird with my permission. Pay attention now to how many times you read my permission, my permission, my permission. And you healed the blind and the leper with my permission. And when you brought forth the dead with my permission. And when I restrained the children of Israel from killing you, and when you came to them with clear proofs, and those who disbelieved among them said, this is not but obvious magic. So the Shaykh says, rahimahullah, أي أذكرها بقلبك ولسانك. Oh Jesus, remember this favor both verbally in your heart and with your tongue. Remember my favor upon you. وقم بواجبها شكرا لربك. And fulfill the obligation associated with it as means of being grateful to your Lord. حيث أنعم عليك نعما ما أنعم بها على غيرك. Wherein Allah favored you with certain favors which He did not grant anyone else. صح؟ إذ أيدتك بروح القدس أي قويتك بالروح والوحي. He supported you with the Spirit and the Revelation. الذي طهرك وزكاك, which purified you. وصار لك قوة على القيام بأمر الله والدعوة إلى سبيله. And that strengthened you to have the ability to call unto Allah and to work in His cause. وقيل إن المراد بروح القدس جبريل عليه السلام. And it was said that what is intended by روح القدس is what? جبريل وعليكم السلام. What is intended by روح القدس is جبريل. And we know that جبريل وعليكم السلام أهلا حبيبي. And we know that Jibreel is always and forever the supporter of the messengers. He is the supporter of the messengers, right? Like, who destroyed the people of Lut? Jibreel, alayhi salam. He picked up the land upon which they were with the side of his wing. And he took them all the way up to the sky. Turned them around, slammed them back down. And then they had stones thrown at them. That's why the scholars say if a person is caught in the act of homosexuality, he is to be thrown off a cliff. Now, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَانَهُ بِهِ وَبِمُلَازَمَتِهِ لَهُ. Allah aided him by having Jibreel be a companion to Jesus in supporting him. وتثبيته في المواطن المشقة أو المشقة, and to strengthen him and keep him firm in the situations of difficulty. تكلم الناس في المهدي وكهلا, he will speak to the people in the cradle and in maturity. المراد بالتكريم هنا غير التكريم المعهود الذي هو مجرد الكلام, وإنما المراد بذلك التكليم الذي ينتفع به المتكلم والمخاطب. It is not intended that you speak to the people the mere speech that any one of us speaks, rather the speech which benefits the speaker and the recipient. وهو الدعوة إلى الله. So you will be able to give da'wah to Allah from while you are in the cradle and at the time of maturity. طيب. In the time of the cradle, at the time of the cradle, did he already give da'wah to Allah? Huh? The first words Jesus ever said were قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ها أَتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. In what surah? I don't want to say the ayah just in case someone is going to say wrong. By the way, she was right. The ayah was number 3, not ayah number 8. It's the fault of the website I was referring to. That was a tough sister, man. I will never forget this. Anyways, last night it was amazing. I'm giving a lecture, and mashallah, the one sister is excited. Like any question I ask, ala tul, she's the first one to answer. And then I guess when she saw that she was getting everything right, she got advanced. So I quoted an ayah, said Surah Al, she said Surah Al-Ahzab. I said, correct. Said ayah, I said ayah number 8. She said, no, ayah number 3. I said, but it shows on my card 8. She said, you're wrong. I said, okay. Okay, I heard enough for the night. So then I've stopped giving the references for the ayat. Just in case I had another one wrong, she would also burn me out in front of everybody. You're wrong! Bring another speaker! What is this guy's like? Okay. Anyways, Allah khair. It's good to know that sisters are so excited, man. What's new? Anyways, so did he do this? Yes, in Surah Maryam. I'm not going to tell you the ayah, obviously. The first thing Jesus said was, he defended his mother and he declared his servitude to Allah. It's a very interesting message in Aqidah that we have to convey to the Christians when we give da'wah to them. Because we say in Islam, Jesus is something great, something tremendous, something amazing, something unique. And one of the unique factors of his message is that the very first thing he did while a baby, while an infant who was just recently born, the first thing he declared his servitude to God. And he used the term abd. Abd is a slave, an owned slave. Like in slavery back in the days, that's exactly what it means. Because it opens no door for sonship, which the Christians will try to shove down your throat. Sonship, and he's the son of God, and he could be this, and he could be that. Mm-mm. No way, Jose. It's not happening. Wakahlan, the scholars differed. It could be that he already did that, right? And it could be that he will do this kahlan. Kahl usually means old, an old person. So that would be when Jesus returns. Because this could be one of the hints or the foreshadowing of the return of Jesus alayhi salam. Because Allah said that he will speak to the people in mahdan wa kahlan. Fil mahdi wa kahlan. Fil mahdi and the cradle done. There's a mosquito biting your hand right now. Thank you. Wakahlan at old age, either it already happened before Allah raised him unto himself, or that it could be a reference to what will happen in the future. Al-Muhim. Wal Isa alayhi salam min thalik, mari ikhwanihi min uli al-azmi min al-mursaleen, min al-taklimi fi hali al-kuhula. And so Jesus is like his companion, messengers, he will also speak to the people at that age, which is usually at the age of 40. بالرسالة والدعوة إلى الخير. So with the message and invitation to all that which is good. والنهي عن الشر and forbidding all that which is evil. وامتاز عنهم بأنه كلم الناس في المهدي. And he is different from the messengers that he in that he spoke to the people in the cradle. فقال إني عبد الله أتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. As we told you the ayat, I am the slave of Allah. He has given me the scripture and he has made me a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. And he made me blessed wherever I may be. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. And he enjoined upon me salah and zakah as long as I'm alive. وَبَرًّا بِوَلِدَتِي. Until the end of the ayat. الآية. وَإِذْ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ فَالْكِتَابُ يَشْمَلُ الْكُتُبَ السَّابِقَةَ. Allah taught him the book that includes the previous scriptures. So which scripture was Jesus given?
Injil.
But what was he taught also?
Torah.
Hey. فالنعم وخصوصا التوراة فإنه من أعلم أنبياء بني إسرائيل بعد موسى بها. Jesus was the most knowledgeable of the Torah from among Bani Israel after Musa. He was the most knowledgeable of the Torah after Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام. ويشمل الإنجيل الذي أنزله الله عليه. And that includes the Injil which Allah sent down to him. All this is under Al-Kitab. والحكمة هي معرفة أسرار الشرع وفوائده وحكمه. حكمة, which we also know as Sunnah, is knowing the secrets of the legislation and the benefits and the wisdom behind it. يعني why do you do this and why do you not do that? وحسن الدعوة والتعليم. Also excellence in da'wah and teaching. ومراعاة ما ينبغي. And being mindful of what you should be mindful of. In the da'wah. على الوجه الذي ينبغي. In a manner which is expected as well. يعني you have to know. Like you know they say this joke. Like they brought a sheikh to give a lecture during a wedding. And so he started quoting the ayat of talaq. فَإِذَا طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحُ زَوْجًا أَخْرِيَ. Sheikh, Said if he divorces her, then she's not lawful for him until she marries another man. Ya Sheikh, this is a wedding. Barakallahu feek. You give a talk relevant to what? وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ جَعْلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. You quote an ayah about, you know, love and repose between the husband and wife. The Sheikh began from the beginning, if he divorces her, how is he going to get out of the situation? This is not an intelligent Sheikh per se, even though he may be very knowledgeable, because he's using the wrong information, the right information for the wrong occasion. That's what it is. So you have to know when to say things. Similarly, you don't bring a bunch of non-Muslims and you say to them, well, I mean, you are kuffar, you know, you're a bunch of disbelievers and you will just go to hell at the end, okay? So it's, you know, it doesn't matter to me. Not really nice either, even though it's true. It's true. But you have to try to be nice, because the people will just shut down. They're not going to hear anything afterwards. Allah musta'an. وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ أَيْ طَيْرًا مُصَوَّرًا لَا رُوحَ فِيهِ. So he formulated from clay the image of a bird, which obviously doesn't have a soul. فَتَنْفُقُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Then you blew into it and it became a bird by the will of Allah, by Allah's permission. وَتُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ الَّذِي لَا بَصَرَ لَهُ وَلَا عَيْنَ. And you heal the blind who doesn't have any vision or any eye. والأبرص and the leper بإذني وتخرج الموتى بإذني. And so anyway, you bring forth the dead with my permission. فهذه آيات بينات. I used to think it's leopard. Just for the record, that he has leopard, because, you know, I thought of the leopard and he has dots, spots on him. So I, you know, brought the whole relation, and then I found out later that it was leper. The same thing, I used to think that the Samoli bread was Somali, and then I always thought, why is it white? If it's a Somali bread, it should be at least dark in relation with the brothers from Somalia, you know? And then one day I discovered it was Samoli. It's like, I said, where's the Somali bread? And the guy said, what? I said, the bread, man, you know, the one I put the sandwich in the buffet. He said, it's Samoli. That one, yes, Zakallah khair. So anyways, it happens to Bani Adam, you know? One of the things. فهذه آيات بينات ومعجزات باهرات. So these are آيات بينات. These are signs that are clear. ومعجزات باهرات. And they're outstanding, astonishing miracles. يعجز عنها الأطباء وغيرهم أو وغيرهم. The doctors and even more qualified people are unable to do this. I mean, the doctor can try to fix what is broken, but he cannot give life to someone who died. صح؟ المهم أيد الله بها عيسى وقوى بها دعوته. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He supported عيسى and He aided his da'wah with these miracles He gave him. Spoke in the cradle, gave him knowledge of the Torah and the Injil, allowed him to form from clay a bird and then blow into it so that he can become a bird by the will of Allah, and heal the leper and heal the blind and bring out the dead and all kinds of stuff which Allah Azza wa Jal gave to Isa as miracles to support him. So then what happened? وَإِذْ كَفَفْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَنْكَ إِذْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ. So Allah also protected him from Bani Israel. And of course, you can find relations to that in the Bible, right? Wherein it says, I believe it's in the Gospel of Matthew, that Jesus went away from his companions and he made sujood. He fell on his face, fell on his face. What does falling on your face mean? Make sujood. Huh? And then he begged Allah.
Thankfulness
is?
For sujood.
Mashi. But in this case, it was dua. It was not thankfulness. According to the Bible, Jesus, he moved the way he left his companions. He went and made sujood and he made dua to Allah that let that cup pass me. Huh? Yeah, and he saved me because they were coming to get him. So he asked Allah to save him from Bani Israel, from the who got the Romans and everybody else involved. And so we believe that Allah responds to the dua of the Prophet. So Allah did what? He saved him. Allah raised Jesus unto himself, unto the heavens. Done. They were never able to reach him. That's why Allah says, كَفَفْتُ عَنْكَ. So Allah protected him from Bani Israel. They couldn't get their hands on him. They couldn't get him. versus the Christian belief that they got him and they crucified him and humiliated him and all of this nonsense, which never happened. Never happened. Jesus was never crucified. He's alive right now. And he will come back at the end of time. That's the belief of the Muslims, which is the most adequate, appropriate, and logical belief. Rather than having the Messenger of Allah insulted in the way they claim he was insulted. And until now, the Christians worship the cross, which they should curse, because on it was supposedly the death of the Son of God. Yani, ma'alesh, let me give you another example. A friend of yours got run over by a car. So you go buy the same car. Huh? Say, why did you buy this car? My friend, wallah, died with this. It was run over by a car like this. So I love this car. Ya Sheikh! Ma, your friend died because of this car, man. Yeah, I know, but you know, he has pictures of it in the house, has it hanging on the door, he has it around his neck. What? Why are you wearing this? My friend died with a car like this. You will say this person is crazy. That's exactly what the Christians do. You claim that Jesus died on the cross, so why are you magnifying the cross? Oh, well, because our sins, you know, were all expiated through the blood of Jesus. Fine, I understand. What does it have to do with the cross? You can enjoy, according to your belief, that your salvation through Jesus, but still, the means which hurt him and had him nailed, according to you, was the cross. So that was, there was nothing good. His death is what was good for you, if you want to claim that. But the means in which he died is never good. Besides the fact that in the Bible, whoever is crucified is cursed. So according to the biblical teachings, being on the cross in and of itself is a means of being cursed by God. So like I told you, when you deal with the Christians, there's no end to how often they will maneuver and go zigzag, and you cannot get to the bottom line of things with them. They will come up with an explanation and justification for everything you present, even though they know deep down that it makes absolutely no sense. Al-Muhim, لما جاءهم الحق مؤيدا بالبينات الموجبة للإيمان به. So when the truth came to them with all kinds of supporting evidences for them to believe, قالوا إن هذا إلا سحر مبين. Oh, this is all magic. All this is magic. وهموا بعيسى أن يقتلوه. And they strove and exerted themselves to kill عيسى. وسعوا في ذلك. And they made the utmost effort. فكف الله أيديهم عنه. So Allah kept their hands away from him. وحفظه منهم وعصمه. Allah protected him and preserved him from them. فهذه منن امتن الله بها على عبده ورسوله عيسى بن مريم. So these are all favors which Allah has favored and bestowed upon عيسى, Jesus the son of Mary. ودعاه إلى شكرها والقيام بها. And Allah called on him or invited him to be thankful to him about these favors. فقام بها عليه السلام أتم القيام. And so Jesus lived up to the task. And he was very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَبَرَ كَمَا صَبَرَ إِخْوَانُهُ مِنْ أُولِي الْعَزْمِ. And he was patient like those of stronghold among the prophets, or the strong determination, were patient as well. طيب. وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ. And remember when the disciple, oh no, here. And remember when I inspired to the disciples, believe in me and in my messenger Jesus. They said, we have believed. So bear witness that indeed we are Muslims in submission to Allah. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, وَاذْكُرْ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكَ إِذْ يَسَّرْتُ لَكَ أَتْبَاعًا وَأَعْوَانًا. Remember, O Jesus, my favor upon you by facilitating for you followers and assistants. فَأَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَيْ أَلْهَمْتُهُمْ. What does أَوْحَيْتُ mean? Not the revelation which the messenger or the prophet receives, but it's an inspiration. Like the inspiration which Abu Bakr had when he wanted to fight those who would not pay zakah. And Umar was, radiallahu anhu, reluctant and going back and forth. But then when he saw, he was determined, he knew that this is an inspiration from Allah. And Umar was mulham, radiallahu anhu. He was mulham. He was one who was inspired by Allah. So that means that Allah will guide that person to what is right and correct without that prophethood element, where they are a Nabi who receives revelation in that sense through a message, through an angel or other means. فأوحيت إلى الحواريين أيلمتم وأوزعت قلوبهم الإيمان بي وبرسولي. And so I instilled in their hearts the belief in me, which is Allah Azza wa Jal, and my messenger. أو أوحيت إليهم على لسانك. Or it could be that I revealed to them through you, through the tongue of Jesus, because He is the messenger. أي أمرتهم بالوحي الذي جاءك من عند الله. So you, Jesus, commanded them to believe which came from Allah, with the revelation which came from Allah. فأجابوا لذلك وانقادوا. So they responded to that and they conformed to it. Right? So what does Allah say in the end of Surah Saf? Huh? يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله. صح؟ كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصار إلى الله؟ قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. This is the same message that is being delivered here. That the Hawariyun, the disciples, said, we are those who will aid the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are on the side of the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. نعم. وقالوا آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون. They said, we believed in Allah and bear witness that we are Muslims. The disciples were Muslims, because they submitted to Allah Azza wa Jal. They had Islam in their lives. فجمعوا بين الإسلام الظاهر والانقياد بالأعمال الصالحة. So they brought a relation between the outwardly submission of Islam and then also abiding by the righteous deeds. والإيمان الباطن المخرج لصاحبه من النفاق ومن ضعف الإيمان. And then they had the proper belief internally, which will make the person freed from hypocrisy and from weakness in faith. Ayah 112. إذ قال الحواريون يا عيسى ابن مريم هل يستطيع ربك أن ينزل علينا مائدة من السماء قال اتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين. وعليكم السلام. نعم. And remember when the disciples said, oh Jesus, son of Mary, can your Lord send down to us a table spread with food from the heaven? Jesus said, fear Allah if you should be believers. The Shaykh said, وَالْحَوَارِيُونَ هُمُ الْأَنصَارِ. The Hawariyun, the disciples, are the Ansar of Jesus. نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ. كَمَا قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ الْحَوَارِيُونَ مَنْ أَنصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُونَ نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ. The ayah which we just quoted. قال الحواريون يا عيسى ابن مريم هل يستطيع ربك أن ينزل علينا مائدة من السماء أي مائدة فيها طعام. A table spread with food. وهذا ليس منهم عن شك في قدرة الله. Pay attention. This is not a doubt on their part about the ability of Allah. They know that والله على كل شيء قدير. It wasn't that they were doubting the ability of Allah عز وجل. واستطاعتي على ذلك, and whether he has the capability to do that. وإنما ذلك باب العرض والأدب منهم. Rather, this was means of being respectful in their request. Instead of saying, huh? Tell your Lord, like the Bani Israel used to speak with what? With Musa. Or Fir'aun and his people used to speak with Musa. Huh? Tell your Lord that we want ABC. صح? Lack of respect. So the disciples of Jesus were more respectful. I'll tell you what. If I want him to hand me something, I have two ways of saying it. Huh? Give me that pen. Or, can you give me the pen? Now when I say, can you give me the pen, am I doubting his ability to stretch his arm and give me the pen? No. What is the intent here? Respect. Show respect in the manner in which I'm asking. This is important. So here it's just the way it was asked is to say, you know, is this possible? Can this happen for us? Not that, can your Lord, does he have the ability and the capability and the strength and the power to provide us? Psh, that's a given. They already saw the miracles of Jesus. They saw in Jesus what is superior to a table spread with food. They're not going to doubt that. وَلَمَّا كَانَ سُؤَالُ آيَاتِ الْإِقْتِرَاحِ مُنَافِرٍ لِلْقِيَادِ الْحَقِّ. Nevertheless, these kinds of requests, when they negated total submission to the truth, the fact that you're even making that request, even though it's out of respect, the fact that that even was put on the table, وَكَانَ هَذَا الْكَلَامُ الصَّادِمُ الْحَوَارِينَ رُبَّمَا أَوْهَمَ ذَلِكَ. Or it may be understood from their request that they are hinting, or alluding to the fact that the inability of Allah Azza wa Jal, Isa said to them, اتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين. Fear Allah if you are true believers. Just in case they had a bad intention, he's trying to set the record straight from the beginning. فإن المؤمن يحمله ما معه من الإيمان على ملازمة التقوى. The believer, because of the iman which he carries with him, it will force him to be consistent in his fear of Allah. وَأَنْ يَنْقَادَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. And that he's always in a state of submission to the command of Allah. وَلَا يَطْلِبُ مِنْ آيَاتِ الْإِقْتِرَاحِ الَّتِي لَا يَدْرِي مَا يَكُونُ بَعْدَهَا شَيْئًا. And he will never request any suggestion after which he doesn't know how things will turn out. Huh? After which you never know how things will turn out.
قالوا نريد أن نأكل منها وتطمئن قلوبنا ونعلم أن قد صدقتنا ونكون عليها من الشاهدين.
So they justified their request. They said, we wish to eat from it and let our hearts be reassured and know that you have been truthful to us and be among its witnesses. يعني we want to be among its witnesses. So what happened here?
فَأَخْبَرَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ لَيْسَ مَقْصُودُهُمْ هَذَا الْمَعْنَى.
So they explain, we don't mean anything bad. وَإِنَّمَا لَهُمْ مَقَاصِدْ صَالِحَةً. They have good intentions. وَلِأَجْلِ حَاجَةِ إِلَى ذَلِكَ فَقَالُوا نُرِيدُ أَنْ نَأْكُلَ مِنَا. وَهَذَا دَلِيلٌ عَلَى أَنَّهُمْ مُحْتَجُونَ لَهَا. They needed to eat from it. The first reason is we need to eat. So they were in need of eating.
وهذا نعم وتطمئن وتطمئن قلوبنا.
And our hearts find tranquility بالإيمان حتى نرى الآيات العينات. Why? People love to see with what did they say? Subhanallah. Even the English, proverbs or expressions or whatever are in line with this. Seeing is
believing.
طيب, not seeing is disbelieving. Because you find some takfiris who will say that. You cannot see it, you're a kafir. Why? Seeing is believing. Not seeing is not believing. ليست المعاينة. أحسنت. نعم. And ليس الشاهد كالغائب أيضا. Some of the expressions of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله when he sent a beautiful letter to his mother excusing himself or apologizing for the long delay from returning back to, I believe, Damascus, because he had gone to Egypt. And anyway, so he apologized to his mom, and he told her, if you knew the situation here, you would know why I'm sticking around, yani. And the one who's witnessing something is not like the one who's absent. You don't know what's going on. Very interesting letters of... it's available in English, this book. It's an amazing booklet, actually. I can't even call it a book. Maybe it's 50 pages or so. Small in size, not even A4. What is the half of A4? A2? I guess not. Or I guess yes, whatever. So it's an interesting book called Letters from Prison. Letters from Prison. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. I don't know who the publishers are. And you might be able to find it online as a PDF. But I recommend that you read this book, specifically those involved in da'wah. Because you see how the Shaykh, especially the letter he wrote at the end for a Christian king, where he gave him da'wah. Amazing, amazing letter. Amazing stuff. Okay? The book is Letters from Prison, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi. Al-muhim ya jama'a. Naam. Fayakunu al-iman wa ayna al-yaqeen. So they want iman to be the certainty, the eye of certainty. Kama kana qablu dhalika ilmu al-yaqeen. Before it was the knowledge of certainty, now it's the eye of certainty. I saw with my own eyes. Kama sa'ala al-khalilu alayhi salam rabbahu an yurih kayfa yuhi al-mawta. Because Ibrahim made the same request. And Allah told him, أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. Did you not believe? قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. He said, yes, I believe, but for my heart to be reassured. So there's no harm in that. No harm in that.
فالعبد محتاج إلى زيادة العلم واليقين والإيمان كل وقت. Each slave is in need of more knowledge, more certainty, and more iman at all times. Anything which can strengthen it, please give me more by all means. If you get to see a miracle before your own eyes, which reassures your belief, sure. Not that you were a disbeliever before, but with that, you feel even more confident. Your iman increases. It's a totally acceptable, normal request. نعم. ولهذا قال ونعلم أن قد صدقتنا. So we will know that you had been truthful to us. أي نعلم صدق ما جئت به أنه حق وصدق. That it is true and correct. ونكون عليها من الشاهدين. And then we will be among the witnesses. فتكون مصلحة لمن بعدنا. So it will become also a source of benefit for those who come after us. نشهدها لك. We will bear witness for that on your behalf. فتقوم الحجة. So it will be a proof against the others. ويحصل زيادة البرهان بذلك. And there will be more proof and supporting evidence through that. I think we should stop now, inshallah, because the next ayat are interesting and do require some elaboration. And I want to give you a short break before Dr. Yahya arrives. So with that, we conclude. We have stopped at ayah 130, inshallah ta'ala. Oh, let me close the recording. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.
Upset.